Child abuse in Durban is rife, and the Thuthuzela Crisis Centre deals with more than 100 cases a month. Dr. Shikhar Bhagwandeen heads up the Crisis Centre and says the problem is not getting any better. Dr. Bhagwandeen, let's talk about child abuse cases. How many do you see in a month?
On average, we see between 100 to 120 cases per month, Terence. This is what our stats are telling us.
That's a high number.
It is a high number. And unfortunately, the number seems to be stagnant there.
And what kind of cases are you seeing?
The bulk of cases that we see are child abuse cases, especially sexual assault victims. Sexual abuse of children is quite rife. Mothers need to be aware, they need to be concerned. Sexual assault and abuse and violation is the bulk of the cases, but we also see child physical assault.
Mm.
And we also see cases of neglect where the children are brought in by the social worker and need to be removed from the home.
So you say physical abuse, so much so that it warrants bringing that child to a hospital.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it depends on the extent and the nature of the abuse. If the child comes into us and we find there's some serious internal pathology which the police or the social worker or the mother could not detect, and we pick it up, then we refer the child on further. In fact, there's a principle in life comes before limb. So if a child has serious physical injuries due to physical assault or sexual assault, then that child needs to be referred for treatment and stabilization first before the forensic work can take place, which is examination, evidence collection, and report writing and so forth.
And I believe that this was the case with the young child that was brought in where her mother was filmed beating up her child. Is that what happened in that case?
That's exactly what happened in this case, Terence. The child was brought in by the mother, and because of the serious nature of the injuries, especially the head injuries, the child was taken straight to a casualty at Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Hospital. And after the doctors had a look at the child, they came to the decision very quickly that this child required urgent surgical intervention because they suspected intracranial or internal head injuries with hemorrhages.
Mm. When a case like that comes through to you, either to the hospital or through your center, is the onus upon you to inform the police if there's suspected abuse?
Absolutely. In fact, at our center, we have a police officer based at the center. Yes, we have a legal duty to report cases of suspected child abuse.
Dr. Bhagwandeen, in your investigation, your interviews of these 120 cases that you see a month, do you pick up a trend? Why is the number so high?
Terence, I think one of the biggest contributing factors is a lack of proper supervision of children. Oftentimes, the kids that we see, there's an absent parental figure, oftentimes the father. That's no way around. So it's left to the mother to attend to this child, to work and feed the child and take care of all the needs of the child with no support from the father. And as a result, the child is often left with a gogo or a granny who has other children whose mother is in a similar position to take care of. Or the mother leaves the child with a neighbor that she trusts or a friend. And obviously, that is not optimal.
And ultimately, the children themselves pay the price because they didn't ask to be in those circumstances.
No, absolutely. And this is sad.
So are the role players like the police, Department of Health, Department of Justice, the criminal justice system, are we doing enough to protect our children?
Terence, we can always do more.